The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Tzadi Tet, and we're holding close to one to the way down. We've been in the middle of the discussion of the placement of the ten Shulchanot of Shlomo HaMelech. And now we get to the question of what it was precisely that was done with these ten Shulchanot. So Tana Rabban, Asara Shulchanot Asa Shlomo, although he made ten Shulchanot, lo ayu besadrin ela al Shlom Moshe. We can be medayik from the posik that only the Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu had made was the one that was actually used for the Seder of the Lechem. Shine emar ve'et ha-Shulchan asher alav lechem ha-panim zahav. So the specific ha-Shulchan, I mean that the Shulchan ha-zahav, implies that there's a single Shulchan, and that was the Shulchan asher alav lechem ha-panim, but not all of the other Shulchanot. And it's also true, as we saw yesterday, that Eser Minorot Asa Shlomo. And here too, lo ayu batlikin, ela b'shel Moshe, sheneemar minorat hazahav, v'neirotea leva'er ba'erev, which is mash, but there's only one. So there were ten, but only one, meaning the one, not one of the ten. So just two completely different groups. As we saw yesterday, Moshe Shulcha was not included, and on the contrary, it was like a Rav in front of his Talmidim, the way that they had been Misader, Kilu Moshe Rabbeinu is there as the Shulchan, and the rest are beneath him. So they were Shulchanot in training, one could say, according to this Manyan. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammah Omer, not true. Al kulama yumisadrim, sheneemar, ve'et ha-Shulchanot, ve'alehem lechem apanim. So this is definitely a Lashon Rabbi. Ubikulana yumadlikim, shinamar et haminorot v'neirotehem leva'aram kamishpat lifnei hadvir. So here it's talking about Lashon Rabbi Magenzav Sagur. So Rashi understands this to mean al kulan, meaning alternately, not all at once. Whereas we haven't changed the mitzvah that there should be one hadlakat haminorah, not hadlakat haminorot, or one siddur ha-shulchan, and not siddur shulchanot. So that there's two separate dinim here. Even if we're doirish, that there is a remez, or with the yud of the teaseh, as the medrash has it, or that perhaps this was part of hakol bichtav miyad Hashem alai yiskil, in terms of the binyan of the Beit HaMikdash, so that it was meant to be added, it doesn't mean that we could change the dinim of the avodah. What does one have to do with the other? So these are present as kelim in the bayit. As far as the use is concerned, because they all have the chashivut, we would use all of them. It doesn't mean, says Rashi, that we would light all of them together or be mesader on all of them together. Now, what this means is that, in fact, you don't really have to answer what appears to be the contradiction in the pasuk. Because if that's what Rashi seems to be doing here, that means even though the Gemara is going to ask, how do we understand one in terms of the other, it's clearly only l'rafka tata milta, as we'll see. In other words, is there a way to understand that there's actually different purposes in the various shulchanot, but you don't need to do that. You'd still be able to understand both of these psukim, that one implies the avoda was on one, the other implies that the asiya of the furniture was on ten. So they're referring to two completely different sets. Okay. So let's take a look at how it is we would learn the other pasuk. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the truth is, lo yumisadrina ela al shal Moshe. Elaman imekayem ve'et ha-shulchanot. Why then does the Torah indeed mention the Lashon Rabbim of Shulchanot? Oh, that's asher lehem lechem ha-panim zahav. That is indeed true. Now you'll notice he doesn't say a word about the menorot, because there's no answer when it comes to the menorot. That's why I'm saying that Rashi is coming to explain why the Gemara doesn't see this as a desperate contradiction. It's not a contradiction. He's just saying, what he's adding, is that it's all very nice when it comes to the menorot, but by the Shulchanot, There was a whole different purpose for Shulchanot. And that was that, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, there were also Shulchanot at the Petach HaVeichal, where you would put down the lechem before it's brought in. And then there was another one that you would put down as you brought out. So, I mean, why can't it be referring to those Shulchanot? There we don't even have to deal with this issue. So how do I explain, therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the words Ashulchanot Asher Aleihem Lecha Bapanim Zahav, that refers to the Mishnah coming up about Shlosha Shulchanot Shayu B'Migdash, Shnayim Shayu B'Ulam Mibifnim L'Petach HaBayit. So two were all the way inside in the Ulam, up against the doorway of the Hecha. Echad Shel Kesev V'Echad Shel Zahav, one was silver and one was gold. The Kesev was used for Lecha Bapanim B'Knisato, and then you would go from silver to gold. On your way out, you couldn't go from gold to silver, as we'll see. So the Mela shall Zahav be Yetziato, because the rule is Ma'alin Bakodesh. If there's any way to go up, you go up, but you're certainly not Morid. So Echa shall Zahav Bifnim, and then of course there was the real Shulchan, what we call the Shulchan Shal Meisha, that's the third one, so to speak. And that was Alav Lechem Aparim Tamid. And so Mela, this Bechlal doesn't even have to be referring to the Shulchanot of Shlomo, the ten Shulchanot. It's referring to the Shulchanot. Uminolon dein moridin. So first of all, how do we know that we wouldn't go down? And then we have to see how we know we go up. That's a separate issue. But how do we know we wouldn't go down? Well, Omar Rebbe Yomakro, Vayakom Moshe Tamishkan, Vayitein et Adonav, Vayasem et Kirashah, Vayitein et Berichav, Vayakom et Amudav. So what do you see? It's a number of different shatim that Rashi brings here. One is that from the purely literary point of view, why do we start with the word vayakon and end with the word vayakon? So that shows you that you don't use a lesser verb, so to speak, where you're not talking in terms of the totality to talk about, as opposed to kima, nitina, sima. That's not as high class, it's not as full, it's not as complete. It's not as ceremonial. So even in terms of the word, what Rashi is Tzachut HaLashon, even in terms of the grandeur of the speech, you don't go down. So you see, you don't go down. If even in speech you don't go down, koshkin in the activity you don't go down. Another possibility is, says Rashi, that if the kima was done specifically by Moshe, then the vayakim et amudav would be a continuation of what Moshe did. So in other words, if something was choshev enough to begin with Moshe, then it has to be completed by Moshe. Now, if you're going to send in other people to help with all these other things, the berichav and the kirashav, but we would not use anybody else for amudav, because it would be going downhill to start with Moshe and have other people do it. So it has to be completed with Moshe. Another possibility that Rashi suggests is that if initially the Vayakom et HaMishkan means spreading out the Yiriyot HaMishkan, then you should have just sort of pushed it to the side and then put everything up before putting it over the top. But apparently he supported it with his hands while the other things were being put up, because otherwise it wouldn't be nice. You start with this, then you push it to the side, so to speak. So you see that you certainly don't allow something to go down. Then it would be a reference to the tekuma of the Mishkan Bechlal initially mentioned. Okay. But anyway, that shows that it's not b'yirida. But how do you know that it's b'mahala? How do you know that if there's an option of taking things a step higher, you go a step higher? So minolan de ma'alin, omer v'achu b'yakov, de omer kra, et machatot tachataim ha'ilav v'nafshotam. When it came to Adat Korach, those who had used the machtot as the test, and all of them had died because of it, and then they have these machtot scattered all over. So Moshe Rabbeinu is told, take those machtot and use them to make this decorative rekuei pachim tzipui lamizbeach, because yikrivu lifnei Hashem vayikdashu, that since they were used for an aveda the mizbeach, now they've become even better. Now we're going to use them for the mizbeach itself. So you see that you would go up if that's available. Another.
Sure, we always use this. But this is the Makom.
This is the Makom.
The other, I mean, a similar idea is that the Luchot HaRishonim didn't go down just because they were broken. So Asher Shibarta V'Samtem Ba'aron, the one way of reading this is that which is Asher Shibarta V'Samtem Ba'aron. I mean, obviously, the Pashtut of the Pasuk is take the new Luchot, which are in place of the Luchot HaRishonim Asher Shibarta, comma, V'Samtem Ba'aron. But since we're masmich the words of Asher Shibarta to V'Samtem Ba'aron, says Rabbi Yosef from the Braita, Melamich HaLuchot V'Shivrei Luchot are both Menuchim Ba'aron. And, of course, one implication of this, especially said by Rabbi Yosef, who had forgotten his learning, that Mikan L'Tavid Chacham Sheshachach Talmudo Machmat Onso She'in L'Nahog Bo Minad Bizayon may have had some personal implications. But in any event, we see that if a Talmud Chacham was not his fault, that he forgot his learning, that you don't treat him with any lesser dignity. So here, there's a fantastic remez in this, in that the makor of forgetting was the Shviras HaLuchot. The original Luchot would have meant that it was charut, that there was no way to forget. Because forgetting is part of death. So this was Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. So if we take those broken, the shattered pieces, which themselves are the indication of the nature of forgetting, that we don't have an integral picture which allows us to forget because nothing fits in really, it's a bunch of random data. But nonetheless, we put it into the actual Oren together with the new Luchot. Beautiful remnants. Omer Eish Lakish Yishadol, that the Fahamim, Bitula Sharot Torah Zeh Yisudah. Maybe the best way to put a foundation under the Torah is in destroying something, you end up being more miyaseh. It's a rash, let's say. You have to be mevatel Torah sometimes to go to a funeral, for Achmas Eskala. Sometimes that's itself what is ultimately miyaseh, your sachar, your ability to have a society that allows you to be oisek b'Torah. Here too we find the literal destruction of the Luchot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Luchot HaRishonim Asher Shibarta, Asher is like a weird language to use, because it also means Yishur, which is both I do hereby certify, strengthen your hand, and Yishur is, as we say, Asher Yoshev Etecha, lucky you. So Yasher Kochach Asher Shibarta, I'm telling you, Badafka, with this language, because I want you to feel good about the fact I owe you one for doing that. So you see clearly that the breaking of the Luchot was important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And indeed, the entire Torah ends with the word, like, Eko Yisrael, because that is the Shvirat HaLuchot. That was the greatest moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Yomar Reish Lakish, Talmid Chacham Shesarach. So you find the Talmud Chacham who did go off the derech, he did something wrong. Ein mevazir oto befarhesia. Shenemar vechashalta ayom, vechashal gam navi imach laila, what's called laila? Imcha, laila. And then, you should be bechasek alaila, cover it over as if it were night. Yom Reish Lakish, kala mishakeach davar achad mitalmudo. If, lamaisi, you go out of your way to be mishakeach by not doing what you need to do, in order to keep it in mind, you don't review, you don't carry it up. Then he's over Balav. And that Losh of Ishamarlach has a Losh of Lav. Kirabavin Omer Abilah, Domer Abavin Omer Abilah, Koma Kom Shinema, Ishamer Pen, or Al, Eno Ela Lotase. Ravina Omer, what do you mean over Balav? He's over Bishne Lav. It says Ishamarlach Pen. So that's two lavim. Yishomer v'pen shnei lavim ninu. Rudachma Yisrael, what do you mean two lavim? It says a double lashon of yishomer lecha here. B'shlosha lavim. Shomer yishomer lecha. Shomor navshecha ma'od. Pen tishkach et advarim. So that means that there's three ramazim to lavim. Yochol afilu machmaton. So you might think this means even if he became ill, like Rabbi Yosef, wasn't able to review and therefore forgot, or where just all of a sudden it just gets overwhelming and the structure collapses in your mind. Talmud Lamar Upen Yasuru Milavavacha Mesiram Milibakatu Medaba. We're talking about only someone who pushes these, it's his responsibility that it left his heart. Rabbi Dustaib Rabbi Anayomer. Yokola filo takva lav mishnato, you might think that it suddenly got to a point in which It's too much, and he just couldn't hold it together. Tamulomar rak. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dharma Tavara, you know, it's not a coincidence that the Torah was nitna ba'arba'im yom, and the neshama is notzra ba'arba'im, to teach me. Kala mishamer Torato, nishmato mishtameret. V'chosh eino mishameret ha-Torah, ein nishmato mishtameret. The two are interrelated. It's beautiful. I think it's a Sfatemet who points out over here. The first one says Abishamer Torato. And the second one is Abishamer Torah. Because Torato, the Gemara's Bedayak elsewhere, is that it's Betchila, Betorat Hashem Chefzo, Ubetorato Yegen Yom HaValayla, that it becomes your Torah. But if you don't care enough to be Meshamer, it's no longer yours. It's already just Torah. It becomes Hefker, so everybody will steal your Torah also. If you don't be Shamir. Very nice. Tone de Rabbi Yishmael, you know, this Arbaim Arbaim, it's like a marshal for a person who was Masar Tzipor Dror La Avdo. So this is, you think he's giving you his pet parrot, you know. So he spent like maybe the past 40 years teaching his parrot to talk. He gives this guy, says, here, take care of the parrot. But let me tell you something. You think it's a parrot that's a $20 bird? It's going to cost you your life if anything happens to this parrot. So therefore, Hashem, Shemazar Tzipor Dror La'avdo, Omar, Ki Medumei Ata Shim Ata Me'Avda, She'Anina Tel Mimcha, what it costs in a pet shop, right? Yisr B'Damei, no! Nishmatcha Anina Tel Mimcha. Zok Tarei Lekem Mishnah. And this, of course, is the direct continuation of what we led up to with the Shulchanot that were mentioned there. Rav Yosef reviewed a suggestion, and it's a reference to this Mishnah. Shnei shulchanot ayu geulan mibifnim al petach habayit. Echad shel shayish. Now Rashi says it. It's shayish, doesn't mean shayish. It means silver. Because if you take a look in graphics, black and white graphic representations of silver are indistinguishable from marble. Because the glitter is essentially the color of marble, so it gives you that sense of various shades that you have, whitish shades in the silver. So we use the word shayish. Obviously, there's got to be some other issue here, but let's keep it at that. So one of them is silver, one of them is zav. Al shel shayish nodin lechem apanim bechnisato, v'al shel zahav yitziato, shemalim bekodesh v'lo meridim. And then, of course, we've got the real thing, the echad shel zahav bibifnim, shealav lechem apanim tabid, which is where Richie stores the Lechem HaPanim. Came in just in time there, Rich.
Just in time, wow.
And now, to explain why indeed we thought we needed 2.5 amot yesterday to try to figure out how much distance from the wall, that's because you have Arba'a Kohanim Nichnasim. Finally, we get to the explanation of that. There were 4 Kohanim that would come in. Shnayim Biadam Shnei Sedarim. So 2 held, again, and I'd say you needed 2, but this was in a Barovam. 2 held now the Shnei Sedarim, 2 held in their hands the Shnei Bezichim, and then there were another 4 Kohanim. There were Magdimim Lifnehem, Shnaim Litor Shnei Sedarim, Shnaim Litor Shnei Bezichim, and they would stand there together, the Machnisim. The one who were going to be putting on the new Lechem stood Bitzafon, because the din of the Shulchan was Bitzafon, and they're coming to be Mesader the Shulchan, to be Mesader the Shulchan. Therefore, it makes sense that they should be the ones that are Eimed Bitzafon, which is the Tzad of the Chashivut of the Shulchan. So they were Eimed Bitzafon, facing Gdorom, and the Motziim were Omdi Bidorom, facing Bitzafon. And what they would do is, one set of Kohanim would pull out, and the other set of Kohanim would put on as they're pulling out, each one now covering the space of a tefach that the other one had pulled out, and that way there was never a moment that the Shulchan didn't have its lechem. Shenemar lefanai tamid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, look, I mean, you know, this is, it's very ceremonial and everything, but, you know, don't say that it's the definition of the word tamid. Afilu elu notlim ve'elu manichim. I mean, it certainly would have been called tamid. And we'll see in the Gemara what he understands tamid to mean. Yatzu. So those who brought out the old lechem, netanum marshulchan hazahav she'aya be'ulam, as we said before, malin bekodesh v'lo meridim. So he set it down on the shulchan hazahav waiting for the Haktara of the Besichin, which is the Matir of the Lechem. I'm going to bring the Lechem out before it's mutter to eat it. So they put it down on the Shulchan, and that, of course, that wasn't, didn't have a din of a Shulchan, but it held the Lechem, until after Hiktira Besichin, and then Hachalot Mitchalkot Kohanim. Now, what if it was Yom Kippur? If it was Yom Kippur, nobody could eat the Lechem, but then it would be Nivso Belina. Oy, oy. So what should we do? If it was Yom Kippur, then indeed Chai Yom Kippurim, Liyot B'Shabbat, so they could still eat it that evening, right? Hachalot Mitchalkot L'Erev. But what about if Yom Kippur was Chal on Erev Shabbat, what are we going to do with the Seder of Yom Kippurim? Because there, okay, it's one thing to eat Lechem, because the Lechem's already baked. What are you going to do with the Seder of Yom Kippurim, which there's no way to cook it? You can't cook it on Erev Shabbos because it's Yom Kippur. You can't cook it on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. And you can't wait till afterwards because then for sure it's going to be Nivso Belina. It'll be the morning. Now what are you going to do? Oh, it's not a problem. You see, you got these redneck Bavliim, and they would eat it raw. So a Bavliim, Ochlima Tokashuchai, you know, I mean, they should not tell me a fair. They basically can handle spat. They can handle anything. Of course, I mean, nowadays, it's exactly, it's the best, right? Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, who was the one who complains over here about don't call this Tamid. His sheet is that I don't care if the Kohen would have come in to take out the old Lechem in the morning and he wouldn't get around to being Mesader the Chadashah until Bein Arbaim. That's also Tamid. Ein Bekach Klum. Elomani Mekayim Lefanai Tamid. Tamid simply means Shelo Yalin Shulchan Belo Lechem. It means you can't have a night go by and there shouldn't be Lechem on the Shulchan, or that the Shulchan shouldn't come into the night without the Lechem. On Reb Ami, you could see from Reb Yossi that when we talk about literally the word tamid, it doesn't mean literally tamid. So then if that's the case, when the Torah is makbid on the idea of forever, always, you should not mistake the word to mean continuous. It really means continual. And it's very important to recognize that, because afil lo shana adam, that's lo yamush sefer Torah zebipicha v'yigita bo yom v'alayla. Lo yamush, same way tamid means lo yamush, and yet Rabbi Yossi is explaining that obviously it doesn't mean literally you can't have a moment without the lechem. It just means you don't let a day go by, you don't let a night go by. That's the same thing when it comes to learning. Don't let the day go by without your daf yom. Don't let the night go by without your daf yomi review. And that will be sufficient. It says Rabbi Yochan, look at it. The truth is even better than that. I mean, you don't have to learn at all, really. Because afil lo kara adam ala kriyat shma shachrit varvit. That's also learning. See, Bebele would be Mekayim already lo yomush. But don't tell anybody. Dover zeh sur lo amro bifnei amaretz. That's all we need. Next thing you know, people are going to come to daf yomi. Rabbi says, on the contrary, mitzvah la'amro la'amaret. Because he's going to say to himself, you know, like this, you say to yourself, you know, forget about it. It's just, it's too heavy duty. I just can't afford this mitzvah, you know. And here he sees, my God, you could be zeichet to the oz titzlach. I mean, wow, all I need to do, you know, imagine if I do a little bit more of this. So on the contrary, what do you think there's a milah making things harder to people? Milahs make things easier for people. Shaul ben Dama ben Achotor shel Rabbi Yishmael et Rabbi Yishmael. Kegon ani shelamadati kol haTorah kula. Is it mutter for me to learn Chuchmat Yevanit? Now, Tosfos has a big problem with this because there was a particular gezeira against Chuchmat Yevanit because of the way that it had been used in the war of the Hashmonaim and the bringing in the Romans and that, because Chokhmat Yevanit has nothing to do with real Chokhmat. It's sophistry, basically, or rhetoric. It's the way to use words in a way that someone who isn't skilled won't even understand what you're trying to say. And therefore, you can give these one-upmanship messages which people will miss, but only the special, inaugurated secret society will know. So it goes there against that. And He didn't know that it's a Gezerah. Why did he think that the Gezerah would have revolved around whether it's going to steal your time? I mean, that wasn't the issue. Whether it's going to steal your time, is it? Okay, but it seems on the simplest level that indeed there is an inyan over here of warping your mind with this kind of stuff. If somebody's learning Kala Terakula, then this is included even in understanding the way the world is by finding out what it isn't, which is also sometimes important. Kara lava mikraza, and his response was to read the pasuk lo yamush sefer torahza hazeh mipicha v'igita bo yomam v'layla seyavidok sha'ash ein alomina yom v'alomina layla. So you can find a great time. As long as it's not day and it's not night, you're happy, you're welcome to use it for Chokhmat Yevanit. Now, Lamaisa, we learned a moment ago that you would be Makayin the Yom HaValayla with Kriyat Shema. So what's the, this seems to be Seser, what we just learned. It is possible that there is a tremendous Chiddush that's going on over here, between the lines. And that is that the issue of Chokhmat Yevanit is a question of how it changes your view of reality. In other words, when somebody becomes cynical, let's say, is used to using words in a very academic kind of way, which it loses connection to reality. If that's the Gezerah, then when he's asking, but if I know Kala Terakul, am I allowed to? Then the answer to him is, look, you think that the Inyan of Lo Yamush is because it only matters this moment. It's lo yamush means that with that amount of connection to Torah, your life is a different life. And in essence, you're there all the time. Yom HaValayla. In the same way that the Shulchan is defined as the Shulchan with the Lechem. Doesn't mean the Lechem has to be there every moment. But this is what it means to be a Shulchan with Lechem. The same thing is true when it comes to Torah. Of course, Merum is in Lechem. And that means that if you can find a time where it's not important to have your mind defined by the realities of Torah, fine, go right ahead and join some kind of fantasy universe. But if there's no such time, then obviously it would apply to you as well. That is profoundly important, Nakuda, which of course would apply specifically to Chokhmat Yevanit. Pligid Rabbi Shmuel b'Shmuel ben Nachmina, all of these drashas, which attempt to find ways that we could be Mekayim, what appears to be impossible, the impossible dream of Lo Yamush HaTorah B'Picha and it's Egis of a Yom V'Layla. There never was such a mitzvah, says Rav Shmuel ben Nachmina. The pasuk says, "Ein Elocho Vavelo Mitzvah." It's a bracha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not telling Yoshua, "Make sure you learn day and night." That it's he's saying, "Ra'ah Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshua, Shidivrei Torah Chach Vivim Elav Biyoter." Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Yoshua's whole mitzvah is to be dovuk to Moshe Rabbeinu in his learning. So here he recognizes that Yoshua is really in a way devastated that he's a new leader. So what's he going to do with his life now? Sit around at cabinet meetings and playing with war? What is his toys? Amarla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshua, kol kach chavivim alecha divrei Torah, I'm promising you, lo yamush sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicha. You may think that your new position is going to keep you away from learning, and I guarantee you that it's never going to change. So it's a bracha. So what are you looking for? How to be b'kayim or how to be b'kayim or bracha? Either you're zeicha to it or not. And obviously it has nothing to do with the amount of time that you're actually sitting with a sefer in front of you. Tana d'vei Rav Yishmael, the fact is, divrei Torah lo yuhu alecha chova. You must not look at Torah as something that you owe. This is about you. It's something you owe. It's external. So you're always thinking about, okay, how can I be yaitzeh? You're not meant to be yaitze. There's no yaitze. You can never be yaitze. So, and therefore, the other end, yatarashay liftorah atzmach. I'm going to say, I won't be osik in it because it's not a chov. On the contrary, there's no way to pot to yourself. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosfos says, an amazing shayla, says, lo yo alecha chova. Don't think that you can use divrei Torah as an excuse not to do anything else in life. So you usually going to say, well, what can I do? I have a chayva to learn Torah. And on the other hand, don't, you can't say, okay, but I'm too busy, I have a career, I can't learn. That's the pshat. Yofe Torah in Derech Eretz. So you can't use the Torah as a way out of Derech Eretz. And you can't use Derech Eretz as a way out of Torah. So you can't pop to yourself, but you can't make it the chovah of your life. See, Torah Sher Liftorah Tzbacha Behem. Another pshat is that it's simply the Mishnah of the law Lecha Melacha Ligmor. You don't have a chiyuv to learn everything, because not everybody can do that. On the other, in Yata Ben Kor and Yibat Tel Mimenu. So three different approaches we have here. Omer Chizkiya, my dichtiv, what does it mean in the pasuk where it says, Ve'af hisitcha mipitzar? Hisitcha usually is a rotten thing. I mean, they're amazit. You don't even explain what amazit means. Somebody instigates somebody else who prods him away from what he would normally do. We look at that as being, you know, we said instigators. You know, what are they go out and turn a mob into a wild. I mean, what would he instigators? Or amazit? I don't know if there's really a word in English. Incitement, instigation. I mean, but the word itself has negative connotations. And yet here, Eov uses it as a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mesit. I mean, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry. Mesit atah karata libarchet David. But here, it's a sitcha mipitzar rachav. What is that supposed to mean? It means like this. You know, if a midat basar v'adam is a mesit, it's almost guaranteed that he's trying to screw up your life. He's using you, inciting you. Instead, like, you do the dirty work. You get thrown into jail. You get shot. You know, that's like the recent border incident. You know, but yes, go, protest. Exactly. That's wonderful. So that's the way a human being acts. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aminat Basar Adam is Beisitet Chaviro, to leave Darkei Chaim, to go to Darkei Mita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also an instigator, and he incites you. But he incites you away from Darkei Mita to Darkei Chaim. That's the meaning. Afisitcha mipitzar. He keeps you away from that thin mouth. What's that thin mouth? That's hell. Why does hell have a thin mouth? For the same reason that every oven in those days had a thin mouth. You want to keep all the heat inside, you know. So in order to keep the heat inside, the smoke inside, to do a good job of baking those rishoyim, so the male has a thin mouth. Because after all, we have to keep ashanat savur betocha. You got to keep the heat inside. Shemet omar na baby, you'll think, well, it's ibias tsar, because the whole thing is tsar. I mean, it's, you know, it's only for a few select individuals who deserve to go to hell, but most people are basically okay inside. I have a good heart, God. So, Shemet Omar Kashem Shepia Tsar Kach Kulat Tsara. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, when we're describing Aruch Met Mol Tafta, we say, ah, man, Hemi Kirchiv Medurata. The Medurata is Eish, Eitzim Harbe, we'll see. But it's Hemi Kirchiv, it's very deep, very wide. So Shemet Omar, maybe he'll say, okay, but it's like for the plebeians, you know. I mean, it's certainly not for the melech. So la melech lo chanavara. I mean, the Talmud Chacham, we're talking about over here, Talmud Chacham is Parashim not Torah. That's been the sort of the leitmotif throughout this thing, the difference between Talmud Chacham shesarach or Talmud Chacham sheshachachat umudo versus somebody who's koveya himself not to be oisek in Torah anymore. So you might think, well, okay, but once the guy is already, you know, he's a Talmud Chacham, say, he turns a little bit bad in his old age. Lo nora, no. Continues the pasuk. Aruch me'atmol tofta gamila melech uchan. V'shem atomar ein ba'itzi, you think you can run out of gasoline. No. Talmud Omer, midurata eish ve'itzim harbei. Lots of fuel, don't worry. We haven't run out of fuel yet. V'shem atomar, maybe you'll say. So, like, that's the best you can hope for in life. I don't want to burn in hell. Zeus Haran. No. Therefore, continues the pasuk. Afis itcham mipit sarachav. It's the venachat shulchancham alei dashen. All of the brachot, all of the dashen of Gan Eden is meant for your table. Continues the mishnah chayom et kippurim liot b'shabbat. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, what do we do when it's on erev Shabbat? You get the redneck bavliim to eat raw. Well, said Riyot, the truth is they weren't really Bavliim. It's the Alexandrian who used to eat the meat raw. But we hate Bavliim. So if we're going to make fun of anybody, why waste it on the Alexandrian? The Bavliim, after all, those are the guys that never came back there to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the borough parkers. You got every opportunity, but no, we want to be in the real Yerushalayim. Those are the people we hate. So Mitosh Sonim et HaBavliim, we call the guys Bavliim because that's like the model of disgusting people. So we call Rimotam Hashem Bavliim. Tanya Miyoshu Reb Yosef Lo Bavliim, and they were really Alexandria men. But Mitosh Sonim et HaBavliim, Rimotam Hashem Bavliim. Omalo Reb Yehuda, oh my God, I feel so happy. His Reb Yehuda's whole family came from Bavel. So when he heard this, he said, you know, every time I got to this Mishnah, I used to feel sick. I would get out of the way because people were looking at me, you know, the redneck Bavli. At least I know I'm hated for good reason, but it's not because I'm really a redneck. By the way, it may be Negea, a halacha, this issue I forgot to mention, which is that if it's Shalok Derech Achila, then Lekar, you wouldn't be Yetz Achila's Kachim anyway. So if it really means redneck eating raw meat, that's not Derech Achila. If it means fancy eating of raw meat, like Alexandria, that's why it's Negea, you should know. But Lamaisa, we're not saying that you'd be Yotze by eating a piece of raw meat, just because they're weirdos that would eat it. We'd say, Batla Da'atan? What's the be? The Alexandria were very fancy. It was an extremely developed civilization.
That's becomes a good way of eating it.
Yeah, because it's like today, where you slice it very, very thin. You know, it's the most kosher way of eating meat for myself. Tana Rabbanan, Asara Shulchanot, Asar Shlomo, but lo ayu mesadrin al Shel Moshe. Shenemar bet Hashulchan asher alav lechem apanim zahav is a reference to the special Shulchan. Eser minorot Asar Shlomo, lo ayu matikin al Shel Moshe. Shenemar minorat hazahav neirotea levayer. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Omer, no, it doesn't mean that. It's not referring to a particular shulchan, a particular menorah. Actually, al kulam ayu misadrim, but they only lit one, or they only misadr on one, but it wasn't a particular one. It could be different ones every day. Shemad al shulchanot v'alayim lechem apanim. Uf kulam ayu madlikim shema et haminorot v'norot tehem v'aram kemishpat l'vnei advir zahav sagur. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar lo ayu misadrin el al Moshe Moshe. Mani mekayem et ha-shulchanot, ha-shalayem lechem ha-panim, zahav, that's true, that's the Mishnah, that's coming up. Elo shlosha shulchanot shayu b'migdash, shlayim shayu b'ulam mibifin petach ha-bayi, echad shal kesev, echad shal zahav, shal kesev noten lechem ha-panim b'klisato, shal zahav b'yitziyato, shemalim b'kodesh v'lo moridim. Echad shel zahav bibifnim. That's the only shulchan shalav lechem apanim tamid. Uminalad that ein moridin. Omar Rebbe Yamakra vayakem Moshe et hamishkan veten vayiten et hatanav vayasem et kirashav vayiten et berichav. And then it ends with again vayakem et hamudav. Uminalad that where it's possible we're even ma'alin on Rav Chabayav and Amakra et machtot tachatayim ha'ela b'nafshotam v'yasu otam rekuei pachim tzipui l'mizbeach ki yikrivunu v'hei Hashem v'yikdashu v'yula otav v'yisrael. First they were only tashvishei mizbeach and now they've actually become gufo shal mizbeach asher shibarta v'samta ma'arontan Rav Yosef. You put those two together. Asher shibarta should be v'samtem baron. Melamed shaluchot v'shivrei luchot munachin ba'aron. Mikan l'talmid chacham sheshachach talmudo machmat onso she'ein noagin bo minag bizayon. Amar Reish Lakish pa'amim shebitula shel Torah zeh yisuda. Kechtiv asher shibarta amar lo kadosh baruch hu l'Moshe yasher kochacha sheshibarta. V'yomer Reish Lakish, Talmud Chacham, she'sarach ein mevazin oto befarasya, she'emer v'chishalta hayom, v'chashal gam navi imcha halayla, minikisok halayla. V'yomer Reish Lakish, kan meshakeach davar achad mitavado over belav, she'emer yishamer lecha, u'shmon hafshcha maot betishkach at devarim, ki rabo v'yomer Rabbi lo, dom Rabbi v'on Rabbi kamakom, she'emer yishamer pen v'yal, eino elo lo ta'aseh. Rabbi Nomar, yishamer, u'pen, but shnei lavin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, it's shlosha lavin. Yishomer lecha, shemor nafshecha, pen tishkach advarim. Yochel afilu machmat onso, Talmud lomar, pen yasuru milvavcha, v'meisiram milibo, on purpose, ha-ketub medaber. Rabbi Dostoyev, Rabbi Yehuda, Yochel afilu takfa lav mishdato, Talmud Lomar Rak, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tarvayu, Torah Nitzna Ba'arba'im, Uneshama Nutzra Ba'arba'im. Kol HaMishamer Torato, Nishmato Mishtameret. V'Rosh Einu Mishameret Torah, Ein Nishmato Mishtameret. Tonel V'Rabbi Yishuo, Mashal Adam Shemasar Tzipor Duro La'Avdo, Omar, Kimdumei Atash, Im Atam Ha'Avda, Ninatem Mimcha Yisu B'Dameha. Nishmatcha Ninatem Mimcha. שני שורדות היו בעולם מבפנים על פתח הבית, חלק של שיש, מינינג של כסף, ויחד של זהב. אז השיש נותנים לחם בפנים וכניסתו, ושל זהב יציאתו, שמעלה מקודש ולא מורידי. אחד של זהב, ובפנים, that's the שורד המשה, שעליו לחם הפנים תמיד, וארבעה כהנים נכנסים, שניים מיד המשה סדורים, שניים מיד המשה וזכים. ארבעה מקדימים לפניהם, שניים ליטול שני סדורים, שניים ליטול שני וזכים. המכניסים עומדים בצפון ופניהם לדרום, המוציאים עומדים בדרום ופניהם בצפון, אלו מושכים ואלו מניחים, תבחור של זה כנגד תבחור של זה, שאומר לפניי, תמיד. ובעצם אפילו אלו נוטלים, אלו מניחים. I mean, that would have been תמיד, it's not that you wouldn't have. That was perfectly, that was fine. יוצו נתנו מעל שולחן הזהב שהיה באולם, after the תירו הבזיכין, then החלות מתחלקות לכהנים. How Yom HaKippurim Liyot B'Shabbat? You have to wait until Achalot B'Tchalkot L'Erev. How Liyot B'Erev Shabbat? Sirsh Yom HaKippurim Necha L'Erev. And how do you do it? Bavlim, Ochlim Otam K'Shul Chai. Mipnei Shedat Tanya Fa. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yom Refilis Hilek Ata Yishran Shacharit. Sideret HaKadasha Arvid. Ein B'Kach Chlum. Elamani Mekayim Lefanai Tamid. Shelo Yalina Shulchan B'Lo Lechem. Om Rebami Midvar Shob Yosi Nilmod. אפילו לא שנה אדם, אלא פרק אחד שחרית, ופרק אחד ערבית, כי אם לא ימוש ספר התורה הזה מפיך. אומר רבי יוחנן בשם רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, אפילו לא קרא אדם אלא קריאת שמע שחרית וערבית, כי אם לא ימוש, but don't tell anybody. אסור לומר בפני עם הארץ, רב אמר לקונטרי. מצווה לומר בפני עם הארץ, שאו בן דומה בן אחותו של רבי שמעון ורבי שמעון. כגון אני, שלמדתי כל התורה כולה, מהו ללמוד חוכמת יוונית, קרא לה במקרא הזה לא יומוש ספר התורה הזה מפיך והגית בו יום וליל צי ובדוק שעה שאינה לא מן היום ולא מן הלילה that's a good time to be לומד בחוכמת יווני ופליגה לרשובה נחמיני דיון רשובה נחמיני אומר רבי יונתן פסוק זנו לא חובה ולא מצווה it's a ברכה רק הדוש ברוך הוא יהושע דברי תורה חביבים עליו יותר שנאמר ממשרתו יהושע בן נון נער לא ימיש מתוך האוהל אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא יהושע כל כך חביבים עליך דברי תורה אגב יהיה ברוכה לא ימוש ספר התורה הזה מפיך אתה נראה וישמע דברי תורה לא יהיו עליך חובה ואתה נשאר לפתור עצמך מהן אמר נזכיה מי דכתיב, אף הסיתך מפיצר רחב לא מוצג תחתי הבורא, שלא כמידת הקדוש ברוך הוא, מידת בשר ודם. מידת בשר ודם היא כפי שור, דת ודאדם, אז מסית את חברו, איץ מדרכי חיים לדרכי מיטה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, מסית האדם מדרכי מיטה לדרכי חיים, שנאמר, ויף הסיתך מפיצר, what's מפיצר? מגיהנם, because גיהנם is פי הצר, שאשנת סבור בתוכה you might say maybe it's פי הצער because the whole thing is צער שבדם שם שפי הצער כך כולה צער no that in ישעיהו פינקין becomes quite clear that תופתה which is גיהנם is העמיק וירחיב שמה תאמר but I mean not for the important people למלך לא הוכנה תלמוד לומר גם היא למלך הוכן שמה תאמר Well, it's bound to have run out of fuel by now, I mean, no? Ein ba'itzim, Talmud lomar medurata, eish ve'itzim harbe. Shemet omar, that's all you get out of life, is at best not to burn. Talmud lomar v'nachat l'shulchancha malaytash, and it's the end of the posik of the Hesit Chabit Pitzah. Chai Yom HaKippurim liyot b'Shabbat, Amar Rabba Barbachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, it wasn't redneck bavlim that were eating it raw, It was the fancy hoity-toity people from Alexandria eating the tatar. And the mitoch shesonim et ha-bavlim, korino tamashim bavlim. Tanya namiyach Rabbi Yossi omer. Mitoch shesonim et ha-bavlim, korino tamashim bavlim. Omer Rabbi Yossi, tanu ha-datcha, shinach ta-dati.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, we are holding this morning, Bezrat Hashem, on the Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. We're right in the middle of the sugya of the various shulchanos and menorahs that Shlomo HaMelech made. Now yesterday we ended with the Dvarim of the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, even though we have all of these shulchanos lined up, sitting and learning in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, like Talmidim Bifnei Rabba, the Hadlaka was only done, Hanokas HaLechem, according to the Tanakhama, was only done al Shel Moshe, because we find that there's a reference to the Shulchan, that HaShulchan, Asher Alav Lechem HaPanim. So that means there was one, apparently one table, and only one table that had the Lechem HaPanim on it. Esr menorot, asar Shlomo, v'lo hayu matikim, ela b'shel Moshe. Now the same thing according to the Tanakham is true of the menorot. Shinemar, et menorat hazahav, v'neiroteha levaer be'er. So menorat hazahav, there is a single menorah, which is the menorah to do the levara, to do the hadlaka. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammoa, however, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammoa argues, and he tainas al kulam hayu mesadrim, shinema et hashulchanot va'alayem lechem hapanim. Says the Farish that the shulchanot on all of them, says Lashon Rabbi, there was a lechem hapanim, in which case it must be that it wasn't only al shel Moshe. Now the Maaser Rashi learns that the meaning of this is not that they would put the shulchan on all of the shulchanos simultaneously, but rather that it was put in turn. They would take turns, so that a shulchan, by definition, and this seems rather clear from the parsha, that a shulchan, by definition, is only a shulchan with lechem. That is, that the lechem, the metzias of the lechem, of the shulchan, requires the lechem. It's not just. That's why we find even b'shas Hasa'at HaMachaneh, the lechem remains on the shulchan. And therefore, in order to be called as a shulchan, it has to be, each shulchan has to be shayach to the lechem. On the other hand, to put lechem on all of them, that the Brisker Rav Tainis would be an Indian of Baal Taisif. What right do you have to put it on all of them? So basically, in other words, you have one active shulchan, and the others have a shame shulchan when they're used.
No,
because it's not on the binyan. It's not. It's called b'ksav miyad Hashem alai skil is binyan. Is the name of binyan. And over here, it's a kovet for the malchus that they use various shulchanos that you find there in batei melucha.
So what are the shulchanos
when they're not? They're decorative. To the shulchan. They're like they make the chashivas of the shulchan. They're like in a vast dining hall.
In which you have to refer to them, what would they call them?
No, they're called shulchanos, but they don't have a dinner in a shulchan of kaddish. No, I don't know about that either. I don't know if that's true. It's possible, but you don't have to go that far. The Meshech Chokhmah says, and he brings Rias from the Drashim, that indeed they would put, the meaning of the sugya is that they would put on all of them simultaneously. He doesn't deal with the problem of the Baal Taisis. And he makes a very interesting analysis of the Gabi the Menorahs. Because what he shows is that the area of, thank you very much, the area of the bias that Shlomo HaMelech made was 11 times the area of the Mishkan that Moshe made. In which case, you need to have 11 times the light. The Mela, he has, and those, these things, it's like prorated, so to speak. Right? So that was the Hashpa per meter, per square meter, in the Beis HaMikdash was the same as the Hashpa per square meter in the Mishkan. And he goes into an analysis of why this wouldn't be true in the Bayis HaShlishi. We didn't have these things because there was no Ashras HaShchina, but maybe the Hashpah. Hashpah wasn't, but it's the Bayis HaShchina, Chas HaShalom. I have my mind in the wrong place. No, that's the Machorkis. We're going according to the Shita that they did. You missed. That we got into the basement is calling Tao. How am I going? Please, man, telling you this business of leaving after walking. If you don't like it, you never know who you're calling.
Now,
fine. That's an interesting machlokes, huh?
Not like Rashi. Rashi's saying.
Not like Rashi. Yeah, he brings riots from Midrashim, not like Rashi. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, al kulam ayu mesadrim uvekulam ayu madlikim shenemar asav neirot veneirot tehem levaaram kamishpat lifnei hadvir zav sagusav levaaram is lashon rabim. Now Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the das of the Tanakhama that lo hayu mesadrim el al shomesh? Aye, what's the meaning then of the shulchanot that we said over here? The aleihem lechem apanim. Where are their shulchanot that have lechem apanim? Elu shelosha shulchanot shayu b'migdash, shnayim shayu b'ulam mibifnim l'petach habayit. The meaning over here is that there were three shulchanot, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Two of which were right at the entry to the bayis, one of which was made out of kesef, which turns out not to really be kesef, but rather to be marble, which is white like kesef. And one of them was shel zahav. Al shel kesef noten lechem apanim b'chnisato. So when you're walking in towards the shulchan, you set down the lechem apanim from the tanur, so that it keeps cool there. The al shel zahav b'yitziyato, when you take the lechem off of the shulchan, you put it down. Remember, we said that there were the special tfusim, and the tfusim, these were the shulchanos that held those tfusim. Shemalim b'kodesh v'lo moridim, as we're going up off of the tanur. So we start off with shayish, and we end up with zahav. Shemalim b'kodesh v'lo moridim. And the third one, of course, was Echad Shel Zahav Bifnim. That was the real Shulchan. She'alav Lechem HaPadim Tamid. So the reference to the Shulchanot, Barabim, is not that we utilized all of Shlomo HaMelech's Shulchanot, but rather it's a reference to the Surah in which the Lechem was cared for on its way to and from the actual Shulchan. Uminolan de'ein moridin. How do we know that you cannot go backwards when it comes to Kiddush and how you treat something? Omar Rebbe di Omar Krava Yochom Moshe et HaMishkan Vayiten et Adanav Vayasem et Kiratzav Vayiten et Berichav Vayakam et Amudav. Notice that even after it uses a Lashon of Tekuma initially, Vayochom Moshe et HaMishkan, it says Vayokam et Amudav as if it's an act of Tekuma, which we already discussed before. That's one approach, which is essentially a question only of language. This approach would mean that the same way that the Pasuk would not use a lower level to discuss the next stage, so too you shouldn't do a lower level for the next stage. But there are other approaches that Rashi himself brings, one of which is that if the first part is talking about the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was, after all, I mean, it would have been lying on the floor. I mean, if you're unfolding the Mishkan, you haven't yet put the Amudim. So apparently somebody else was holding up the Amudim so that it should be a Tekuma all along. I'm not the Amudim, the Mishkan, they were holding it, and then they put the Amudim under it. So that there was never a time in which it was allowed to slip. So you see that there's always the Kuma. You don't let things go downwards. Another shot is that, you see, Moshe was there all the way. I mean, he could have used some help on those Amudim. I mean, those are awfully heavy things, the Amudim. Why didn't he use help? Because he can't use a lesser person than Moshe. So neither, once you start, you got to go the whole way. So Memela, you see that you're not married in the tradition.
Well, Kohen Gadol stuck to the order, and then he has other Kohanim.
That's something else. That's the stir and so on. These are things that aren't Ma'akim. That's okay. But no, there's a lot of cases that we have to clearly define where we fit. From the second use of which pshat? The third pshat? There's three pshat. One is language, vayakom, vayakom. One is the fact that there was a tekuma even before there was hamodas ha'amudin, which means that they didn't allow it to flip. And the other one is that it was all moshe from the beginning till the end. We know on the Malian. Don't get the wife on that. Where's the halal? Maybe start. The whole thing is it's very, very unclear when it is we apply that this is the stage that we should now go to the next stage. I mean, anyway, we were going to go up to the Shulchan Shul Zohar, so keep it shy, brother. You say, okay, you don't need to cool it down, but then it has nothing to do with the difference between the Shayish and Zohar in terms of the value. It just has to do with logistics. Shayish is the Kesef, as we'll see. Yeah. How do we know that there's a halal b'kedusha? Amr b'achmiyal demakra et machtot ha-chatzaim ha-hela b'nafshotam. But then Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah to take the machtot of the 250 ish that came together with Korach. The asu otam rukyuei pachim tzipuilem izbeav kikuivum lefnei Hashem ha-yikadosh. Since they had been brought lefnei Hashem as a tashmish for the mizbeah, now they become part of the mizbeah. So you see that you're making them up. So you see, Mali. Now, it's interesting that what we've been discussing essentially is a certain level of redundancy. Correct? We have extra shulchanos, we have extra menorahs, and as the Gemara is about to point out, we have extra luchos. The luchos are bricks, we have extra luchos. There are two sets of luchos. And therefore, we go directly to the next sugya, which is Asher Shibarta V'Samtem Ba'aron. Tony Rav Yossi, you see that the V'Samtem Ba'aron goes hand in hand with the Asher Shibarta. So that means that the Luchais and the Shivrei Luchais were Munachin Ba'aron. Okay, so first of all, I mean, this is a machlokas b'chlal. I mean, this is the main sugya we had back in Baba Basra, but you'll remember that according to the Bavli, the Luchais, Hashnim, were completely memale the Aron Habris. In which case, we'll have to learn that the Shivrei Luchais were underneath them. According to... Underneath them. According to the Yerushalmi, has different measurements for the luchos. There was room for both sets of luchos all side by side. Now, whether Yerushalmi holds that the fragments of the luchos were all put together to serve the luchos, that's the only way that it could fit. This is what Tosfos seems to hold. But that's a very interesting thing. It may be broken into pieces, but it's not the Kasha Shalom. It's not Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'd rather say, what was Gilbert's dead on that? According
to the Bible, it was
pulverized. Yeah, according to Gilbert, there were no second loops, only the first. That was the ego. Although they are related. They are related, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't cut for show and grind up the Lucas.
No. See, I have to touch it.
Mikan. So from here you see, if you take the Shivrei Luchos and you have to keep them in the Orain, Mikan Talmid Chacham Shishachach Famudo Machmat Onsor Shein Noagim Bo Minag Bizayon. If you have a Talmud Chacham who was once a Talmud Chacham, now he forgot his learning. He didn't Chas Shom go out to forget his learning, to take on now a career as an apicurus in a university somewhere. It was his mind wasn't sick, his mind wasn't as strong as it was, whatever. So you cannot treat him with bizoyon because you don't treat him. The Shivrei Luchos were once Luchos. Now he's Shivrei Luchos. how we use the term now. Yeshiva Luchas, say it sometimes about a person who, you know, on the illness, you know, Yeshiva Luchas. Om Reish Lakish. Furthermore, says Reish Lakish, an interesting thing about the Luchas. Pa'amim should be tulash of Torah zel yisoda. There are times in which doing something that appears to be the destruction of Torah should bring the battle Torah. That's actually the whole yisoda of Torah. Because over here, Moshe Rabbeinu appeared to be destroying the Torah. He's shaver the luchos, and Lamaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Detiv Asher Shibarta." Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, "Yashter Kochacha Shibarta." Because in context of saying, "Put it into the Orem," it's clear that there's not a taina on Moshe, but Adarabba, this becomes now the kiyum of the luchos in the Torah. Now, according to this, the sod in this thing is that Lamaisa, all of the limud of Torah, all of Torah Shabbal Peh, the need to break one's head over Torah to come to understand Torah, is only because of Shvias HaLuchas. Because the original Luchas didn't have Shikha associated with it, and the Torah Shabbal Peh was embedded within the Luchas, between the letters, so to speak. So having had contact with Luchas Rishonim, there wouldn't have been a need for all of the work that's done in Torah. And therefore, ultimately, the real yeseda of Torah that makes Torah personal and makes the kinyan of the life and so on is something that Moshe Rabbeinu ended up creating by breaking the luchos.
So that's where we get the idea that you wouldn't, the first of folks had to stay intact, we would always remember the Torah we learned, we didn't have to do chazar.
No, that's we learn out from the pasuk, chorus ala luchos, chorus from Shikra also. We have a Shevus in the Malach HaMov, a Shikha is part of Misa. We own Reish Lakish. Talmich HaKam Shesarach, Ein Mevazino to Befarhesia. So now we've been talking about someone who's a Befilu, forgot his Talmud, Machmas, Ein Sei. But even if the Talmud Chacham goes off the Derech, you certainly don't go out, even if you don't put him in the Orein, but you're not Mevazin. Shinemra, Bekashal Tahayom, Bekashal Gam Navi Imcha, Laila. In other words, Kiseu Kalaiva. If a Navi is, or a Talmud Chacham, he's talking to the Navi. So if a Navi, or a Talmud Chacham, is Nivshal, Kaseu Kalaiva, don't expose it. V'yom Reish Lakish, on the other hand, Kalam Vishakeh Tavarachad Mitamludai, somebody who causes himself, as we'll see that this is, there's another Girsa, but even according to the other Girsa, which is Kalashacheah, which is basically the Lashon of the Mishnah, the sugya is misaking it afterwards. Don't think that this just means he forgot. It means he actually made himself forget by focusing on other things, by not chazering, by not caring. So over balak shenema he shamer lecha ushmor nafshecha maot ben tishkacha the dvarim asher ra'u einecha, and that's the Rabbah Amar Belazer. We had many times before the Amar Belazer, Amar Belazer, kol makom shenema he shamer or pen or al. Those Lashonas are Lashonas of Lotasa, Loch Lamaisa. So, you know, the Lotasa. Rabino Amar? Well, no, over here, what do you mean Lotasa? It says both Lashonas. Hishamer Pen? Hishamer Pen is Shnei Lavin. Why do you think it's only one Lav? There's two Lavin associated with forgetting Torah. Renato Yitzchak says, oh, what do you mean? There's three Lavin. It says Hishamer Lacha, Ushmor Nafshechamo, and again another Lashon of Shemira, Pen Tishkachat Advarim, that's three times. Yochol Machmat Unso. This also appears in the Brisa on others. So Yochol Machmat Unso. Talmud Lomar Upen Yasuru Milavavacha. It's Yasuru is that to be sar from something. The Mesiram Milibo. That's why we have Saruman. So someone who is Saru Minaderek, it's somebody who turns away. The Dafka, not somebody who forgets. And there, that's the Dafka over there across the Midadra. By the way, everybody asks, I'm the only real Pirush on this. Everybody asks, how can you learn out from Yisham Elokol, Shmon Abcha, Maot, Tentishka, Sarabonim, Asher, Bo, Enecha, Yom, Asher, Amadat, Asher, Asher, Melekecha, Bechores, and so on. So then it means everything. It doesn't mean Dover Echa, Nilam, Udah. How can you say I'm a shochech dover echad mitalmudei? Well, over there it says everything.
You're one thing wrong and the whole thing is
right. No, the pshat is that it doesn't say the things that you learned. It says the things that you saw. And what's unique about seeing as opposed to anything linear learning, which is hearing. We talked about this, that Yushalmi is always looking, Tachazi. The Bavli is always Tashma, because it's linear. And then Yushalmi, the vision of Torah, is not linear. So it's basically hyper-related, which is Re'ia. It's a very, very difficult thing. As you can't, it's difficult to train computers, even if you have a supercomputing capacity, to be able to pick out objects. In a train of a specific object, to be able to look at a picture and say, I see this and I see that and I see that, is almost impossible. And the idea over here is that when you see a picture, there's a unique integrated level in a picture which none of the other senses have. Other senses deal with a specific thing that needs to be processed. That's why vision is closest to the aragonus, because the aragonus is a sensitivity to misof olam atzofa. So vision with R represents that type of information transfer. It's not a linear kind of thing. In which case, the meaning of the pasuk "Tishkach Advarim Asher Ro'u Einecha," not that you heard, "Advarim Asher Ro'u Einecha," means if you change one pixel, you have a completely different picture. I guess that, but it's an analog to that picture. But an analog is not the real thing, and that's the whole meaning of the godless of Sarah. That you can't, it cannot be isolated. One point can't be isolated. And that's, if you take a look at the context of the pasuk, is that there's an isser of forgetting. There's also an isser of baltosin. There's also an isser of being mechatzer. Even though it's one nekuda, right? So baltosif and baltigra, there's an amazing halacha, which is, as Rashi said, and Rashi explains the part, the pashtus of the meaning of the pasuk. So Rashi says, what's the connection between that and Baltasif or Baltigra? And he says Baltasif is Kigain Hamisha Parshas Tefillin. Some minor issue, right? Because he says the meaning over there is that the Goyim will see Asher Yomu, that the Goyim is seeing the way that you keep the Torah. They'll say that Nigoy Gadol, and so on and so forth, Chachom Ben Avon, Adoy Gadol Azim. So it's a chokham the novin. Mikan says Rashi is nidresh murdered. We dash in the opposite way too. That if you will add, you will subtract, then shaitim atem mechav, you'll be idiots. You'll be looked at as idiots. So how can you be looked at as idiots on one detail? What they're going to know the map community? You see from there that the goyim will know the map community. That's done. In other words, you change one thing. The vision of what Yiddishkeit is to people is that these guys are out of their minds. So they can't find the thing that's wrong. It's going to take them 20 years to figure out, oh, that's the problem. Chamisha Parshas Betruma, I didn't know that.
I thought those things will work if you get them right. If you move them wrong, they won't work. That's what they realize. They won't realize the difference.
I understand. But that itself is the biggest variant. So in other words, you have an akuda over here that intellectually seems to have absolutely no bearing on anything. And yet, Lamaisa, the totality of the picture has changed. And that's good for why, that's why he's saying, since the Torah chose the Lashon Asher Ro'u Einecha, instead of the learning Asher Shamatem, there must be that it's a completely different gender. It's an Enriya, and that's why the Gemara is saying, even if it's a Dovrecha.
Okay. Someone display in the shrine of the book have additional psukim.
It's Roy Lamisha Maron.
That's how you had an interesting article about the quality of halacha as being medakri, the mathematical model, whereas the alternative to that is the aesthetic, where it's the gestalt, a detail ruins the big picture. But if we have the wrong detail, the rest of the world is the aesthetic, so we ruin the aesthetic.
But that's not what you're saying. Okay. You might think that this is inclusive even of somebody who overdoes his learning. In other words, he learned too much to be able to chazer properly. So now he ends up being overwhelmed by his own learning, and therefore it sort of falls apart. Maybe that's considered to be improper planning. Lemaisa, in terms of the halacha of Hilchos Talmud Torah, you're not supposed to do that. You learn as much as you can chazer. But if you can't, if you're going to not be able to chazer because you're going to do another mesechta, then you're not supposed to do the other mesechta. Because then you ruin the whole thing. what you had.
Look, well, that's what it means, obviously. You might think that someone was over on that. And, you know, he can't resist.
He wants to learn everything, you know. You know, he knows he's not going to be able to remember it anymore. This is not the Gad of Daf Yomi. Why is it happening? I'm being very serious. I'm being very serious. It's not the Gad of Daf Yomi because, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin, that this is only said Lagada your main Asik. In other words, everyone has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. If you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, even if you're not going to remember, then Lamaisa and Olam Haba, at least, you'll be zeichet everything that you learned, you'll have it. If you never saw it before, then there's no way, you don't have the basis for it to expand in Olam Haba. Olam Haba doesn't come from nothing. It has to be based on what a person achieves in Olam Haba. So Lamaisa, you have to learn everything. The question is, in terms of your main structure of how are you going to be Mekayim, the Yediyah Satera.
This is not it.
So that's a separate issue. We're on the tour. No, that's a completely different question. So Talmud Loma, Raki Shomer Lachol, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Elazar, Daimer Tavayu, Tera Nitna Ba'arba'im, Nishama Notzra Ba'arba'im. You'll notice that the Torah was given in 40 days, which is exactly the amount of time that it takes for the neshama to be put into a fetus.
I don't understand the rock. What is the rock? So Talmud Lomar rock, therefore?
Rock is a mias. That the neshama lachla is not good on everybody, excluding this case. Yeah. Anyway, so back to this. So what an amazing coincidence. But up until 40 days, a fetus is considered to be a piece of meat. It doesn't have any human value. It's maya b'alma, as Chazal said, as far as we're concerned. But after 40 days, it's already roi for Kabbalah's neshama. And at that point, it takes on the tzura of Adam. So that's because, indeed, the two are interrelated. That kol ha-mishamer torato nishmato mishtameret. Someone who keeps a hold of his Torah. I mean, mishamer means that he's able to maintain. So his neshama is also maintained. The koshein ha-mishamer torato nishmato mishtameret. There's no shmiran his neshama. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, look at this as a marshal. For an Adam Shematzad Kippur Dror La'avdo. So somebody gives a wild bird. The moment you let go of the bird, it flies away. That's what it says about Torah. It's Saif Anicha Baveinenu. The moment it flies away, it's Saif. It becomes not a flyer. So it flies away. And he tells the Eved, Amati Meduma Ata, Shimata Ma'avdam, you know, tell me Prayisr Bedamea. What do you think? I'm going to charge you a buck for another parakeet. No, sir, nishmatchani nothing. I'm going to kill you if you lose it. You let it go. I'm going to kill you. And the same thing over here. The Torah, Lamaisa, that you forget, it flies away. It's still there. You didn't damage my Torah. The Torah is still there. It's out there. But Lamaisa, you know, you didn't listen to the tzivoy that you have to keep it. In your hands, you're finished. So this now is really what we were referring to earlier when we talked about the Shalosh Shulchanos. So two of those Shulchanos we described over there as Kesef and Zav. Here the Mishnah tells us Echad Shel Shayish, V'Echad Shel Zahav. Al Shel Shayish Notim Lechem Apanim B'Chnisato, V'Al Shel Zahav B'Yitziato. So the opening, the entrance into the Eichal, we make this show, basically, of marling the Kodesh. We go through that process as part of the Chibur to what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu had done at the time of the Mishkan. And we have the first, put it on Shayish, and that's Bichnisos, and then afterwards we put it Ashazav. Echad Shel Zav Mibifnim, and then of course we have the real Shulchan Shel Moshe, She'olav Lechem Apanim Tamid. How was the Lechem arranged? Arba'a Kohanim Nichnasim. There are four Kohanim that go in. Now two of these Kohanim are holding two Sidorim, and two of these Kohanim are holding two Bezichim, one Bezich per Kohen.
The Arba'a Magdimim Lifnehem, before they come in, they're holding the new Lechem, there were other Kohanim that went in to remove the Lechem that's on the Shulchan. Two Kohanim were there, Litol Shnei Sidorim, to remove two of the Sidorim, and two other Kohanim were there to take one Bezich apiece. Shishnayim Litol Shnei Bezichim. HaMachnisim Omdim B'Tzafon Lifnehem L'Doron. So the ones with the new Lechem stand B'Tzafon, which is the Mokum of the Shulchan itself, so that's the getter of the Hashpa of the Lechem. They're facing south. The Motziim, they're standing on the Dorum side of the Shulchan, and they're facing north. And what happened is Elu Moshchim, now the ones who went in first, start to pull out the Lechem that is on the Shulchan, and as they pull it out, the others are inserting the other Lechem so that it should be tummied. And between the two of them, you have basically each one filling a tefach simultaneously, so that the shulchan is never without lechem. And this is the kayim, mashenema lefanai tamid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that's an exaggeration. I mean, I feel the hilu knows it. You think it really would make a difference? And you say you have to be mekayim lefanai tamid. Even if one would take out, the other one would then put it in. That's also called tamid. Yatsu v'natnu ma'ashulchan ha'zahav shayabu ulam. They set the lechem down on the shulchan ha'zahav while they did the haktor of the bezichim. Hiktiru ha'bezichim hakalot mitchakot ha'kanim. And as soon as we did the haktor of the bezichim, which are the matir of the lechem, remember that the whole shulchan is essentially a mincha, and the bezich is the kametz of the mincha, so to speak, the chalas at that point are given out to kayanim. Now how about if it was Yom Kippur, then we weren't mechalik the lechem on Yom Kippur?
Would it stay fresh the extra day?
It wasn't an extra day, it would have become pasul. It was an extra day. Mm-hmm. So chal Yom Kippur and Leos B'Shabbos, ha'kalot mitchalkot la'erek. The chalas then were given out in the evening. There's different versions why that, but why, what do we care if we give it out on Yom Kippur itself? Some say it looks funny. I mean, you're not going to be eating it. It's not like, obviously, you don't do it. The tircha shalei letzarech on Yom Kippur. What are you being Isaac in food? Now, the same, maybe it's a gzera. Maybe if you give it up, you'll forget for a moment. Because it was a chavivus to eat it, and maybe they'll come to eat it. But in any event, it wasn't handed out on the day. It was handed out during the night. They were able to eat it during the night. Now, what's interesting is that if Yom Kippur comes out on an Arab Shabbos, you have another problem. What do you do with the seder of Yom Kippur? The Musa. The seder of Yom Kippur is supposed to be eaten, but you can't eat it in the day. You can only eat it in the night. But the night is Shabbos. So you can't cook it. And you can't wait till after Shabbos, of course, because it will be portable. So what do? The seder of Yom Kippur is eaten at night. And what you got to do is you got to find some slobs that are used to eating raw meat. And those are the Bavli. The Bavli, most of them are so kishu chai. Mitnei shedakam yateh. Some of the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is that the das is makua, disgusting. But the yofeh, some say it's in a saginoh, it's the Lashon saginoh in the Mishnah. But lamaita, we know that the word daikam yateh occurs all the time. Somebody who's able to eat things that other people aren't able to eat, sharfim and so on. So I think that language-wise, maybe it started as a euphemism, but language item yapa means you got a strong stomach, so to speak. In other words, you're in good shape. Things don't shake you. Is the trap item yapa?
Why not cook it in the sun? It's only the rebuttal.
Cook it in the sun. You mean with a magnifying glass or a solar...
Again, you have to salt the meat anyways, and that's the rebuttal.
At night, you don't cook in the sun.
Anyway, during Yom Kippur.
It can't be made then. Maybe we should bring Chamei Tveria there. Cooking in Chamei Tveria.
You're going to salt it anyways. Right?
You're eating it raw, you're not going to salt it. What do you need to salt it for? You don't need to take out the blood if you're eating it wrong. No, what do you mean? Goyim? 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 We never found any. Some of them seem to act like Goyim.
Was that referring to the
Goyim? No, don't let them fool you. Those are people who try to excuse the Divrei Chazal they don't like. They make up stories. Obviously, they're the Bavli and Goyim. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Shacharit B'Sigaret HaChadasha Aravit Ein B'Kach Klum. The truth is, even if you did one in the morning and you didn't put the new lechem on until towards the evening, nothing to worry about. Elamani Mikayim Lefanai Tamid. What's the meaning of Tamid in terms of a Shulchan? Shalom Yalim Shulchan B'la Lechem. The Shulchan should not dwell overnight without lechem. Omer Rabami says, Rabami, that's the meaning of Tamid. Then Midvarav Shor Rabbi Yossi Nilmod, we can assume, based on what Rabbi Yossi says, that Afilo Lo Shana Adam Ala Perek Echad Shacharit Uperek Echad Arvit. If a guy just learns a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, he does one perek in the morning, one perek in the evening. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah, Lo Yomush, Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, because Lo Yomush is the getter of Tamid. So it was never much, because he didn't go all day without learning.
Why is it
Loya
Mush did the same as
Tamid? Because, I mean, Tamid is even a stronger language than Mush. Mush is, take it away. If I have it, if over here, I'm literally taking it off of the Shulchan, and you're telling me it's still there. So, Lachas Kama Vekama, I didn't even take it off. On a ramp, I did a little bit now. I did the red stand. It's a slow process. So that's sort of basically what's happening with the Shulchan. Om Rav Yochan, Mishun Shamir Chayim. The truth is, people say Kriya Shema Shachris. They say Kriya Shema Harvis. It's enough. He was already Mekayim Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemi Piva. The Dabbah Dehot Shalom Rabbi Sam Oris, but don't tell this to anybody. That would be a disaster. At least like this, they'll suffer pangs of conscience all the time that they don't learn enough and so on. We don't want them to find out that they can actually be Yitzin.
So you can be Yitzin.
Rav Amar Mitzvah I know this name Amar Zadarava. At least like this, the guy figures he has some hope. If they don't know that, they can throw everything out. Forget it. So how is a person ever going to be Mekayim Tamatera? Shal ben Dama ben Akotosh Rabbi Shema is Rabbi Shema. Kugonani Shalamadati Kola Terakula. How about somebody like me who already finished Kola Terakula? So Mao little Mo, what's so funny?
Well, is that actually attainable?
Yeah, obviously, yes. There's nothing to laugh about.
This right, but a person can say that about himself.
Yes, of course. That's the whole point. People have this silly idea that there's a Kol HaTerekula means something infinite. Kol HaTerekula means exactly what it says, which is, as the Rambam says, to learn Tanakh and to learn my Sefer, and then it will work. Kol HaTerekula. It's a halacha. It's not a joke. That's Gemara in itself. There's never any end to how much you can understand out of there. Gemara means to derive from it. Tarakul is to know all of Tarasha Biksan and all of the halachas of Tarasha Mata. Sure enough, it's not enough because he only talks about his fourth small halachim. But if you do the Rambam's 14 Sforim and you bring it up to date, then as the Rambam says in Azak Dhamma, that's why I'm writing it. I want people to be able to know Kola Terakula. So like this, you learn Tanakh, you learn my Sefer, you'll know Kola Terakula. Then you can also go and ask Rabbi Yishma. So, Kigona Nishal Amarati Kola Terakula, Mao Lilmot Chokhmat Yevanit. Could I learn Chokhmat Yevanit? Now, Tosfos asks before, we had the Isser of Limut Chokhmas Yevanis. What does that mean? But he knows that there's a Gezerah not to learn Chokhmas Yevanis. So what's he asking? Kugonani. Who cares? There's a specific Isser not to be involved in Chokhmas Yevanis. Limut Chokhmas Yevanis doesn't mean philosophy. It meant sophistry, essentially. A way to utilize language so that you can give over coded meanings. Like the newspapers do with one word, and you know, bevazes somebody, or you know, by calling him this and that. Oh, I didn't say anything. It's not libelous, but we already let you know, right? So that's the get out of the news. Tosfos says over there that it could be that this whole discussion is a coded discussion in a sense, because the MS we see that they were matir lima chokmas yevanis to those that were active in public relations with the Romans, or have to go to the Malchus and so on. That's part of what you needed to do in order to be a cultured person. So, and he brings cases where they were Matir. So he tainted that he was really roy to be one of those people. Therefore, if I'm already, I mean, you see, I learned my parrot, so what do you hold? Maybe I can, you know, get a good job, basically. So what does he answer him? The answer is also a code. He doesn't call up on the cross. Lo yimosh sefra Torah zemipicha v'gisa b'yom alayla. Okay, you have to learn Torah yom alayla. So I'll tell you what. If you could find some time that's neither yom nor layla, you can use that time for learning Kofos Yimon. So say v'dok sha'a she'en alo min ha'yom v'lo min ha'layla. Go learn Kofos Yimon during that time. Meaning, in other words, so it says that he held Rabbi Yishmael that he wasn't really required politically, and so why should we waste your time? Is what he was telling. Not that it's a halacha. We just learned that the lo yimosh is b'boker berah. Others, however, take this. Of course, has become the rallying cry for those who are against university and so on. You can't learn Kofos Yimon. It means you can't learn anything that the goyim have to teach. Even though the sugi was clear before in all the Rishonim, but Chokmas Yevonos doesn't mean that. But it must mean that here. Otherwise, why was he learning? I don't know. But that's what Pesach Zeguva comes to explain. Okay, so if this is meant seriously, there's a number of very serious problems. One serious problem is that Rabbi Yishmael is the man, the Yomer, who argues with Shem Bayichai. By the way, Shem Bayichai of Yorosh changes his shita. Remember, we had back in Kedushin, what is the meaning of the Hayuad Varim Ha'eva? Is that means, as Rabbi Shmuel says over there, Hanheg behem minag derech eretz? In other words, the pasuk is telling you, that you should go out and you should till your fields and you should bring in your gamcha and you should remember these words of Torah while you're doing all of these things. Says Rabbi Shmuel, so that means that you're supposed to be nahig derech eretz with Torah. You lead a normal life. And the time that is available, that's when you learn Torah. You don't take the Torah and doich in your life, right? And whereas Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that that's the case. A person's going to be busy. He's going to have to worry about his tax returns for the first 3 months of the year, and then he's going to have to worry about the stock market the next 3 months of the year. So they need a bit Torah. Same as saying, "Nazi, want to have time to learn it all?" So this is only said when Klal Yisrael is in a bad way. And then the goyim aren't doing all of their work for them, so they have to go out of work. But that's not the way it should be. Now, over here, Reb Shimon bar Yochai argues, and Reb Shimon bar Yochai comes along and says that the opposite is true. A field looker on another kriyash mashav regardless.
Yosef.
So, lemaiser, there are those who have the Taz changes the gears, and that it's not Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Shimon bar Yosef. But Rabbi Yishmael, if you learn that Rabbi Yishmael means that not Chokmas Yevonis, but Chokmas, then it's a stira. Why did he change his mind? And if you learn it,
he came out of the cave.
Who?
Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai.
No.
So after he came out of the cave, he changed his mind.
So what does Rabbi Yishmael say? Sayu v'dayt. If he himself says there are ferrets, right? Why do you have to look for a time in him and him and him and him? He's supposed to be hanig benig there are ferrets. So if you hold that this is a spirit to them, that he means this seriously, not like Tesis is saying that he's basically giving a message to the Shiloh whether you're needed for government use, and it has nothing to do with this etzem halacha, then you'll have to be machalic between there are ferrets, which are the general requirements of life, and where you put your mind in terms of chokhmah. You know. How about the Maisa, the Ramah Paskins, that it's okay to, in other words, he takes Rabbi Shmuel seriously, and says that the meaning of Seyu V'dok is the pshat not to be kaveya yourself in, that's to learn philosophy. Don't be kaveya yourself to learn philosophy. Learn Baderach Akroi. Whereas the kriyas of your time is in terms of Torah. Okay, but again, I mean, it depends on the learning of the sugya over here. I mean, as I'm sure you're all well aware, these are heavily loaded political questions. But you'll notice also one very important thing, that no matter what, the getter of learning something which is a shaila, whether one takes off learning from, is clearly defined by the Gemara as an intellectual pursuit which is similar to Chachmas Yevanis. In other words, it has no elements of Torah in it. It's something that is a logistical issue. Because Chachmas Yevanis means that everybody is made. That Chachmas Yevanis certainly in its purified form is absolute sophistry. So it's the last thing you'd want to use in terms of Torah. That's not what you want to use your mind for. So it's even those who learn that we're using the getter of Chachmas Yevanis over here, not to mean literally the iser of Chachmas Yevanis in the Gezerah before, because why would he be asking to be Matar Gezerah? Because they don't know the Tesis's answer. Nonetheless, the Haggadah of Chachmas Yevanis is simple, so why would I use that lashon? Because normally it's not shayach to be machalik between Chachma and Torah. What exactly are you going to ask? Am I allowed to learn astronomy? Am I allowed to learn biology? Am I allowed to learn botany? What are you going to ask? I mean, and in what sense are those things not there? So the point over here, I mean, then the Rambam made Platon's law of it. They're called Torah. You can make a brook of Limud HaTorah on it. You're kind of a brook of Limud HaTorah. You're kind of a brook. It hasn't been in Gemara.
You can't learn unless
you're learning secularly. You can learn Torah, no, it's not the Chai of a Brocha. You learn Torah secularly, it's not Torah. Then you shouldn't, man, it's a Brocha. We're not told to make a Brocha on Torah that's not Torah.
How does he say it?
He says it's included in Gemara. All of these Chachmas are part of Gemara because it's the way that your mind is coming to understand the nature of Bria and so on and so forth. So, because it's all basically Maisabrashis, and Maisabrashis, there's Maisabrakopa, and other things. So the concept of Chachmas Yevanis anyway is a simen ledavar, that what we're talking about is sterile intellectual pursuits. Academic pursuits. Academic pursuits, a total waste of time. So Mamela, the Gemara uses this idiom in order to express that idea. But otherwise, it would be a totally artificial distinction. What do you say? Can you learn something that isn't there? What isn't there? What could possibly not be done unless it's Badatka sterile? Furthermore, now this whole approach is pleased with Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani. All of these approaches are trying to explain how are you Yotze, Lo Yimosh, argue on Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani, because Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani, Omer Genes, says this isn't a Chiyev. This isn't a chiyuv, this isn't a mitzvah, there's no such thing as lo yimosh ha-torah mipicha. Lo chovah, v'lo mitzvah, it's a brocha. Ra'ah, kadosh baruch hu Yoshua, divrei derech avim and alav biyoter. A normal person, to tell a normal person lo yimosh ha-torah mipicha, is crazy, I understand. It doesn't make any sense. A person is put into the world in order to live. Not to sit around but to say lo yimosh sefer Torah zem yipicha. So clearly it's a special response to a special person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Yoshua that he's dedicated his life to an insane chavivus to divrei Torah. Shenema o mishartor Yoshua binun nar lo yimosh mitoch ha'oil. Look at the lo yamish and the lo yimosh. Those things are profoundly interrelated. He put himself in a matzav in which he had no life in order to stick with Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a bracha. I'm giving you a bracha that lo yimosh divrei Torah, the same way you learned mash mibeis hamedrash, the divrei Torah should never be mash milipcha. Beautiful. Makes perfectly good sense. What does this have to do? You have to start analyzing now whether there's a mitzvah. Why would this be a mitzvah to normal people?
This wasn't said to Yoshua, but he said for your own mind.
No, this is said to Yoshua. Sure, it's said to Yoshua. What do you mean? This is the bracha. Lo yimosh divrei Torah. This is the sentence.
It's given
as
for the tzibur, not for the individual.
It's given to him as a bracha. That's the point. It's not being said to him, I'm warning you, lo yimosh divrei Torah. Saying I'm giving you a bracha because you were zeicha to be Yoshua. This is what I'm mevarach you with. Kokach amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshua. Kokach aviman alecha divrei Torah. Lo yimosh sefer Torah zemik picha. That's my response to what you did. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Torah lo yu alecha chova. The first thing is, don't treat Divrei Torah like something that you have to do.
Burden.
So there's a number of different levels. Rashi learns it means a burden. Because if you look at it as a burden, you end up not really learning Torah because of its chashivas, its chabivas, so you don't treat it seriously. Another pshad is,
Tosfos says, don't look at it as a chova that's supposed to take you away from living. You're mechuyev to live. And it's the right area. That's for the times that you're not busy. The other pshat piece that Tosfos says, don't look at the right area as a chova to think, ooh, I have to learn this, I have to, you know. You don't have to learn anything. It should be Yisik B'Torah. And then, fine, it's wonderful, you're able to do this, you're able to do this, Yata Rishayla, Lizbat Telman, of course, you can't be Mizbat with the Torah. But don't feel a sense of desperation, I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to have to do that. That's Tosfos' suggestions. There are a lot of different suggestions on the get of what it means, Chodah. V'yata Rishayla, Torah Tzmachamim, you can't potter yourself from the Torah completely. Omar Chizkiah, my v'chsiv, va'at hesitcha mipitzar racham, lo mutzak takteha. Here, this is Eliyahu speaking to Iyov. So he's telling Iyov, you know, it's not so bad that your life is so screwed up. Because Rumaisa, take a look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seduced you away from Gehenna. Gave you such a miserable life, but now you don't have to go to Gehenna. Gehenna is the pitzar. No, because you already did tshuva, and you're not Isaac in Yonim Shel Hevel. So take a look. Borei Shalom Gemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosa V'Dam. Midas Bosa V'Dam, when you use the word mesit, seduction is for Ra, it's not for Tov. What do you mean? Mesit you to do evil, not mesit you in the Yonim Shel Hevel. It's a mesit, what to do good. So Adam, a Bosa V'Dam is mesit, he's mesit as Chaveru Midarki Chayim Adarki Nisa. That's not a mesit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the same chaos to be mesit somebody. And it puts you in a position in which you're going to feel this is the only thing you want to do. Right? So he's mesit HaKadosh also very often. But it's midarki Nisa darki Chayim. Shema v'af hisitcha mipitzar. What's the pitzar? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu seduced you away from Gehenna. Shepiah tzar. The mouth, in other words, we view Gehenna as a tanur. So how is a tanur made? It's got a small opening. Not our tanur. I mean, we're so frightened of Gehenna, we make these tanurim with a big door. It's easier. Those days they had a Gehenna. That was a good Gehenna. I mean, you put the bread in there. It was a whole mice to get out the bread. So Gehenna has a pizza. Because you want to keep, I mean, sha'ashnat sabur b'tocha, you want to keep the heat in there.
And they likewise,
they fast. Shema toma, maybe you'll say, kishem shepiah tzar, kach kulot tzara, maybe you'll think, okay, well, look, at least there's not that much room, you know, so maybe I'll get left out. No. Tavaloma, hemik, yirchiv, on the contrary. It's good, and that's the oruch mi'etmo tofta, this is the part about Gehenna. And Shema Tomar Lemelech Lohucha. Now maybe you'll think, okay, but Gehenna's not for me. I mean, it's for the plebeians. But I mean, not for Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is a Melech. I mean, well, certainly not going to put a Melech into Gehenna. Talmud Lomar Gami Lemelech Lohucha. No. You're going to stop wasting your time from learning this Gehenna for kings too. Shema Tomar Ein Ba'etzim. Maybe you think, okay, but there's not really enough wood to burn me. Talmud Omer Medura Ta'esh Ve'etzim Harvei. There's plenty of fuel. Shema Tomar Zo Yischaras. Maybe you'll say, okay, so I guess that's all that's being offered me. In other words, the if I'm not perish, I'm not perish. So my schar is that I don't have to go to Gan. But it's not positive. It's just one can save. As the Goyim talk about, to be saved. So you need to be saved from Gehenna. But it's not anything positive. Talmud Lomar, v'nachat shulchancha malay pesha. On the contrary, the shulchan that the Talmud Chacham will have will be full of the most fat and medashing things that make him happy.
So as the old joke goes, they save and Moshe invests.
Yeah, we spoke about that. All right, it's so late. I'll.